Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. So I'm in the midst of a couple of personal projects. One of my personal projects is one I've talked about many times, and that is that I walk every day. I try to walk between 6 and 10 miles a day, mostly 10 miles on the weekend and 6 miles during the week. But I do try to walk about a 10K a day. Not all at once, one blast early in the morning because of the summer heat, and one blast in the evening after work is done. And I usually go longer in the evening, and now that it's cooler, I'll probably go way longer in the evening than I do in the morning. In the morning, I try to be, you know, in, out fast so I can get back to work and get things rolling. But one of the things that, you know, kind of, as I said, this is kind of an oddity podcast, but one of the things that I'm impressed by this year is that I've averaged 25,000 steps a day for the last 12 months. That just seems like an incredible number to me. If you play that out over 365 days, averaging 25,000 steps, that's over 9 million steps in a year. And if you think about 9 million steps in a year, that's a lot of steps. It's a big number, 9 million. So I'm kind of pleased by that. The other thing that I've been working on is I've been considering, you know, kind of redoing some projects from the past, some things that I did a long time ago. I've got a number of concepts, structures, ideas, things that I've kind of put to the side for a long time, and I haven't really done them. And so now I'm coming back and taking a look at, you know, what is it I really want to do? What is it I really want to do in the next 6 months? What is it I really want to do in a year? And I began thinking about, you know, kind of some of my process that I undergo to kind of get to a decision. And look, I don't do decisions the way other people do decisions, and I understand that. Nobody does decisions exactly the same way. You know, I see risks differently than other people do, and I'm willing to look for, you know, a technology shortcut to the problem if I can find one. So where other people may or may not be interested in that technological shortcut and may only want to consider, you know, a brute force or manual or more structured approach, as it were, to the overall technology solution or non-technology solution, you know, as I kind of go forward, for me, I always want to look to that concept of, is it possible to get this fixed with technology? Can I do this in a technical way? So I often look for technology ways to solve problems. Not that that's the right way, not that that's the only way, and not that that is, you know, the simple way. Sometimes the technology solution takes me more effort to get working than the non-technology solution would. But that is just kind of the way my brain works sometimes. Kind of the last topic for today, you know, is as we're heading into the always wonderful college football season, you know, I'm starting to, you know, get back into watching college football and enjoying football. And yesterday, I watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Los Angeles Rams. I only watched a little bit of the first half. And I was amazed to see Tom Brady and just how good that guy is. I mean, he just still is an amazing quarterback. He's thrown for over 80,000 yards in the NFL, second all-time. It's just a truly amazing feat to last as long as he has with as few injuries as he's had, and, you know, just to be that great of a player. So I have to say, after years of not liking Tom Brady because, you know, I was a Colts fan because I lived in Indianapolis, you know, I have to say I'm very impressed with the way he's able to play at such a high level for so long. That's just something that I think all of us kind of stop and take for granted sometimes. To play at an extremely high level for that long takes an incredible amount of skill to begin with. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you for listening.